Coming up next here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, I'm going to be joined in the studio once again by The Long Run. First up, let's have a listen to a track from their most recent album. We start with the outro, oddly. It's a track called Shown.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Turning, it's yearning for love. I got nothing to hold, and my heart is burning. Yeah, my head is turning. It's really hurting now. I got a reason for wanting to call you. I got a feeling deep inside. In a glass, I'm gone, gone through the door. It's late and I'm running. Yes, I'm coming to you. Tonight.
It is the sound of The Long Run here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Found the right fader. It's the sound of The Long Run here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And from their album Showed Him How to Dance, that track was the outro of the album entitled Shown. So we've begun with the outro because we're fun and ironic like that. And the good news is that The Long Run join me in the studio now. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good to have you all with us. Bring yourselves in a little closer. Bring the microphones a little bit closer to you, because unfortunately you do have to speak directly into them to avoid sounding like you're miles away. Right, first things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
I'm Darren Jones, I'm the singer.
I'm John, guitarist.
Gavin, bass.
And Ryan, drums.
Excellent. Welcome to Phoenix FM, or welcome back to Phoenix FM, because of course we had you two in the studio back in July, just ahead of your Brentwood Festival appearance. We'll be chatting all about that and other stuff a bit later on. But first things first, where did we get you all from?
Canvey Island.
Canvey Island. Yes. Righto, come to the mic a bit closer, Darren, just because you sound a bit like you're miles away. Yes, that's as close as we can get. So yes, you'll be sounding much, much nearer now. Okay. And, how long have you been going as The Long Run?
Well, funny enough, I think it's our 10 years this year. Yeah, so 2004 we started. Yeah. So yeah, 10 years. No, 2005, properly, as the four of us now. Mm. So, we started getting it together in 2004. So yeah, 2005. Was when we sort of came together, the four of us. Yeah, so.
Oh, it's like an anniversary show.
No, yeah, anniversary, man.
Oh, brilliant. Can you remember those heady days of when you originally got together?
Oh, yeah, just about.
Yeah. Good fun times, great times, exciting, yeah.
Long hair and flares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've. Yes, if in between, in, were you kind of like debating over keeping the long hair or the flares? I think you've definitely done the right choice in keeping the long hair. Right. Well, you have an impressive array of instruments with you. And I think we'd better see you make some use of them. For the record, people, we've got guitars. We've got a great big drum kit there. I think I'm not even sure if we'll see a bigger drum kit in the studio this year. So the bar has been set high there. And, well, I think you better show us what you can do. What track are you going to do for us first?
We'll do Show Them How to Dance.
That's what we're going to do. Sorry, yeah.
So from the last song to the first song from the previous album.
Right, so take it away. The Long Run here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Okay.
Yeah.
The studio is still fully intact, and that was awesome. That was the sound of The Long Run here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and showed him how to dance, which is available on an album of the same name. So who would you describe as being your main influences as The Long Run?
I think we've all got very different influences.
It's quite an odd question, really. Everyone's got their own reasons for playing, reasons for writing in a certain way, reasons for playing a certain instrument. So, we'd be sitting here for hours otherwise, answering.
Very different. We've sort of got lots of different sort of things we like.
What bands do you think kind of like unite you? What bands kind of brought you together?
Beatles, obviously a lot of the classic ones, Beatles, Stones, Led Zeppelin.
They're just... It's quite uninteresting. Well, we love it, but it is uninteresting stuff. We all individually are into bizarre styles of music. Some of us like the traditional folk stuff. Some like the hardcore rock stuff. Some like the electronic stuff. It's a bit of a mixture, really.
But yeah, collectively, we all sort of like the Beatles and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And there is nothing wrong with that. Right, so the album showed him how to dance. Tell us a bit about it. Where was it recorded?
We recorded it at the Railway Hotel. That's where we played and laid it all down. And then we just sort of did the rest of the recording ourselves, really. I sort of mixed it down and spent a lot of time trying to make good of the rubbish engineering I did. So, yeah.
Well, it's... It didn't show on the track that we heard, and we will hear another track from it later on as well. But now, considering that how many bands you like, I've got to get you now to narrow it down to one for your first musical selection. What should we have?
Right now.
Oh, yep. Let's have a musical choice.
You take one.
We had Bruce Springsteen before, didn't we? Don't we do that again?
You only want so much Bruce.
Yeah, it's too much Bruce, is it? Yeah.
Bruce now.
Oh, I don't know. What can you think of?
Alan Holdsworth. Metal Fatigue. Please.
Alan Holdsworth, Metal Fatigue. So tell us about Alan Holdsworth.
Wait, this has got nothing to do with me.
Yeah. Alan Holdsworth is a... I suppose, very hard to pinpoint, I suppose like a jazz guitarist from the 70s, started out in the 70s, still around now, it's probably around about 69, 70 now, one of my favourite musicians, and one of my influences, my personal influences, and Metal Fatigue is a song he did in about 1983, 84, from one of his albums back then, so personal favourite of mine, amazing guitarist. Possibly the best on the planet.
And here he is to prove just that. We'll be right back. It is the sound of Alan Holdsworth here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and the track Metal Fatigue. And a joke we were having that he's constantly singing how long, and he's asking himself how much longer can I actually play this song for? Because, yes. Did seem a little bit made up as it went along there. But hey, that's playing with guitars in 1983, clearly.
Incredible.
Indeed. We're going to pretend that we're all far too young to remember that sort of stuff and crash on. It was chosen tonight by my guests, The Long Run, who have been having a big, long debate over what their next musical selection is going to be. So we'll find out from them in just a second where what exactly that's going to be. So, yeah, they're kind of like gesturing to each other. You pick that song. Righto. So what track are we going to hear next then, gentlemen? Let's do another quick musical request while we've got time.
I've had my mouth taped over, so I can't...
Can we try Buddy Miles, Them Changes?
Right, I'm typing it into the system now as we speak. Right, we've got some Buddy Miles, and what song was it you wanted?
Them Changes.
Right, okay, I think that is this one here. So tell us a bit about Buddy Miles.
He's just pure power, basically, and he sings and plays drums. Which is unusual. He plays other instruments as well. Although people know who he is, he was never really famous, but he was very, very good, in my opinion.
Played with Hendrix,
yeah.
Mm. And this track by him is called Them Changes.
Like a man.
It is the sound of Buddy Miles and Them Changes here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen tonight by my guests, The Long Run. Now, they are at their action stations, i.e. they have their instruments in hand, and they're going to do another track for us here in the studio. What track are you going to do for us, gents?
This one's called I Know.
And he's talking through his flashy silver microphone, people. That's why Darren's voice sounds a little unusual right now. Right, well, with all that in mind, take it away, The Long Run, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
So this is going to be a new tune on our new album, so bear with us, we ain't played it too much. All in, yeah? Oh yeah, us two. One, two, three, four.
Yes, indeed. We can't get a studio audience in here, so there's no harm in clapping yourselves.
Oh, nice cactus there, though.
Thanks. That was The Long Run here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track was entitled...
I Know.
I know it's called I Know now. Okay, and you mentioned that that is going to be on your upcoming new album. So when would we see would that be seeing the light of day?
I reckon beginning of summer, because we've got quite a few festivals we managed to get ourselves into, and we're going to be selling them there. And so, yeah, from the summer onwards, yes.
Yeah, by the time it's all recorded, you know, by the time it's all recorded and made and actually
product is there.
Yes, it actually exists.
It actually physically exists in the physical plane. Yeah, probably early summer, I reckon.
Yeah. Righto. You mentioned that you've got festivals coming up. Are there any that you can tell us you're definitely playing now?
Right.
Or is it all hush-hush at the moment?
We can tell you that we're definitely playing on the 14th of June in Old Lee. There's a pub called the Peter Boat, and they're putting on an all-day festival, and it's called Band for Life. It's some charity that they're running. But the main thing is that all the dates and all the gigs and the festivals that we are pending and so forth, all the info is going to be on our website, which is www.the-longrun.co.uk. So if you're interested, follow us on there. Everything's going to be on there. And we're also... we're chasing, trying to get on the Village Green Festival. So if anyone is listening and wants to put in a good word for us, please get us on that festival, especially on our 10-year anniversary.
Do it, people. It'll be worth it. Excellent. And to tempt them a bit further, we're going to play a track from your album next. What track are we going to listen to?
We're going to listen to Paradise.
I'm just lining that track up now. So tell us about this track.
Basically, this one's written by the guitarist, brought it to us. It's sort of a little bit different to what we normally do. It's like sort of a bit jazzy and things. I don't know what he was listening to at the time, but
I can tell you that I couldn't talk for a couple of days after singing this song.
Yeah, it probably... we just went down a different avenue with this, but no, it's a good song. Paradise goes down well.
And here it is, doing just that.
We'll be right back.
It is the sound of The Long Run here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And from the album Showed Him How to Dance, that track was entitled Paradise. We had a bit of a band analysis of that track during that song about how there were apparently far too many guitars on it. I don't think that showed. yes, that's so. Where can people get their hands on this album while we're waiting for the new one?
Well, they're actually all of the copies that we had printed originally have all gone, unfortunately.
That's a good thing to boast about, isn't it?
So it's now, and we only had five made. and I've got four of those, and you've got the other one. So
I feel really special right now.
So all the ones we actually got printed originally have all gone, unfortunately. So it's now a bit of a relic. I think we might have a few lying around.
Yeah, we got if they wanted to contact us on the website, like, we've got the master, so we'd be able to get them the songs. Also, as well, if they go on the website, there's three or four of the songs. I think that Paradise is on the website as well, and they can download it from there. So yeah, basically, but if they just got in contact with us, we'd be able to get them the CD and that. Yeah.
And what is the website?
www.thelongrun-longrun.co.uk. That's right, it's changed a few times.
There was a dash in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Right, well, to entice them to go to it even more, we're going to hear another track in the studio next. What track are we going to hear, gents?
This one's called So How. This, again, is another new one. We only played this a handful of times, so yeah. We're looking forward to doing this one. So, we'll see how we get on then. So this is So How, due to be on a new album.
Righto, take it away. The Long Run here on right. Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crying here, don't cross the door on me. We will
Excellent. My thoughts precisely. That was The Long Run here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And So How, which will be a track that will be featured on their upcoming album, which we are definitely looking forward to hearing now. So, you mentioned that you've got various festival slots coming up, but have you got gigs coming up in the next couple of months?
Yeah, we sure do. Well, we're actually gigging this Friday for anyone who's living in Hadley, a place called The Castle. So, if you get down about 8:30, Castle in Hadley, we've got many. Do you want to do a few more? Actually, I'll tell you what is a good gig. We're playing at a place called The Edge Bar, which is on the 5th of March, which is in Basildon. And it's a great little night that a friend of ours puts on, and he's in a band called Hayseed Dixie, who's on the old Jules Holland hootenanny. So he runs that night, so it's a double whammy. Come watch us, and also go and get your banjo signed or something. Or dungarees. Where's dungarees? But anyway, so The Edge Bar, that's the 5th of March.
Worth digging your dungarees out for, listeners, definitely.
And that's about 8 o'clock.
Excellent stuff. Right, let's have a listen to another musical selection of yours. What are we going to hear next?
I'll choose Oasis, Good to Be Free.
Right, typing that into the system as we speak. Tell us about this track. It's one of their lesser known tracks, I suppose. So tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, it's a lesser known track. People probably know it more from, like, Noel Gallagher used to do it acoustic with a couple of other people and that, but it's just a good song. Like you say, it's not well known. It's sort of quite a good one, you know?
Well put. And here is the track.
Around and around,
That is Oasis here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And their track, It's Good to Be Free, as chosen by my guests tonight, The Long Run. And we are going to hear, we're going to hear one more track in the studio. But first up, we're going to hear you one more time on record. Tell us about this track, Get to Know Ya.
Yeah, again, I wrote this one. Basically, our drummer's quite a powerful drummer.
We know.
Yeah.
We're amazed the studio's still standing after tonight.
It's funny, man, like, because you say, like, he's got a big drum kit in there. That's probably not even half of it. Like, when he
plays.
It's not,
even, like,
smallest,
it's not even a quarter
this
of
is
it.
The most uncomfortable he's ever been.
Yeah.
Behind a drum kit.
Because he's had less to hit, I imagine.
Yeah, he just.
I'm not behind a drum kit.
Yeah.
But, he's in the vicinity of some percussion instruments.
Yeah, but basically we were writing that album, and like I say, the drummer is like quite a powerful drummer, and I was listening to a few songs and everything, and I was thinking, you know, like just a driving song with drums and bass, the guitars over it, it's quite a simple song, but the chorus is not too bad, and that is quite catchy and stuff. So yeah.
I love how you're being so modest about this track that you wrote. Yeah, the chorus isn't too bad.
You got to like your own stuff, man. There's plenty of people who don't like it, so you got to like it yourself, ain't ya?
Indeed. And everyone's going to like it now. The sounds of The Long Run here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and from their album Showed Him How to Dance, that track was entitled Get to Know Ya. And we have one last chance for us to get the studio shaking. What track are you going to do for us now, chaps?
It's called Lying Low. Lying Low.
Lying Low. Something none of us will be after this, I'm sure. At least I hope not, anyway. Right, well, take it away. The Long Run here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
save you from the darkness. And with your strength and courage, we're gonna make it through the night. I'm lying low, I'm staying low.
That is the sound of The Long Run here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track was entitled Lay Low. So, remind us, where is the place that people can go to find out more about The Long Run?
It's the website, www.the-longrun.co.uk. And we've got a Facebook as well. Do you know their Facebook?
If you search on Facebook for The Long Run as three words, you should find us.
Excellent. And where is the place that people can next see you playing live?
This Friday, the Castle in Headley, 8:30.
Right, so, and, well, there's plenty more gigs and festivals where that came from, I imagine.
Yeah, it sure will be. Yeah, like I say, I'll say it again, put in a good word for us for the Village Green. Any Village Green organisers, we want to play the festival. Thank you.
Also, the Brentwood Festival, I'd love to do that again.
Yeah, that one. What's the other one? Folk Festival, I'd like to play there. The Lyrigetta, that as well.
Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Yes, if organisers, if you are listening, then we here at Phoenix FM do heartily endorse them. So, so yes, book The Long Run. Make them come to a festival near you soon. Excellent. Hello to Hellslaw's High Stu, who's joined us online, who said clap, clap, clap at the end of that song. So glad you enjoyed that, Stu. Hi also to Jay and Aked, who've joined us online. And finally, Long Run, if you do have any shout-outs, do make them known.
Anyone?
Saying hello to people and stuff.
I'm not too sure if I've got any of my friends listening. They're all here, really. Now, anyone who's supported us and who comes to all our gigs and that, you know, we simply get in a good bit of some sort of following. So, just thank you for everyone for coming and listening and taking interest in our music. I know it sounds a bit pony, but that's about it, really, yeah.
It's pony, but it's to the point, I think, and it's well said. You can find out more about The Long Run at www.the-longrun.co.uk. I think it's safe to say that the future very much starts here. The Long Run. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.